This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A region in Belgium elects random citizens to positions of power. In 2019, the parliament in the eastern Belgian region of Oost-Belgen established a lottery giving 30 random citizens the opportunity to help make decisions in a bid to restore trust in government. 6 years later, the Citizens' Assembly, known as the Oost-Belgen model, shows it's been working well. Every year, 1,500 Oost-Belgian residents receive letters inviting them to participate in the council. Of those who confirm interest, 30 are selected. Every week for around 2 months, the chosen council members discuss governmental matters regarding topics like housing, education, and social services. Claudia Schalitz, one of the Oost-Belgen model's creators, said, "As trust between citizens and government is faltering, these new institutions embody the potential of democratic renewal. We need more citizens to demand this change as well, to imagine and fight for another kind of democratic future. If they do, another democratic system is possible. Lawmakers don't have to enact the council's recommendations, but they must consider them. Since its inception, the assembly has played a part in changes like passing cell phone bans in schools and expanding low-income housing accessibility. It has also inspired larger municipalities like Paris, France, to develop their own similar citizen councils." Yellowstone National Park is asking for public input on plans to rebuild its North Entrance Road, which was heavily damaged during the historic June 2022 flooding of the Yellowstone River. A temporary road has been in place since October 2022 after floodwaters destroyed sections of the original roadway in Gardner River Canyon. Park officials say the temporary route was never designed for long-term use. The National Park Service, working with the Federal Highway Administration, has released an environmental assessment outlining options for a permanent road between Gardner and Mammoth Hot Springs. The goal is to maintain year-round access between Gardner and Cook City and Silvergate to improve safety and to protect natural and cultural resources. Public comments on the environmental assessment will be accepted through February 4th. Park officials say a final decision and construction plan for the project is expected in spring of this year. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality is offering discounted radon test kits in January in recognition of Radon Awareness Month. The Radon Control Program was established by the Montana Legislature in 1993 through the Radon Control Act. Montana DEQ Energy Bureau staff manage the Radon Information toll-free hotline and distribute subsidized radon test kits to Montana residents. Montana residents can purchase a test kit for just $5, a steep discount from the usual cost of $12 to $40. Radon is a colorless, odorless, and tasteless gas that can seep into homes through small cracks in foundations. Health officials warn that long-term exposure to high radon levels can significantly increase the risk of lung cancer. Testing your home is the only way to know if radon levels are elevated. DEQ officials say previously purchased radon test kits are still valid and can be turned in to receive test results. More information on how to purchase a discounted radon test kit is online at deq.mt.gov/energy. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.